As much as we don't like to admit it, God develops our character mostly during those tough times. We know that, and yet, when the going gets tough, all too often, we want to use that as an excuse to, well, you know, behave badly. Why is that? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. It's a real dilemma, isn't it? On the one hand, if we cooperate with God during those tough times, seek Him out, draw close to Him, listen to Him, He will without doubt make us stronger and wiser. He will without doubt help us to become who we were always meant to be, someone made in His image. But on the other, when life is tough, well, you know, it's hard. We're tempted to lash out. We're tempted to lose hope. We're tempted full stop. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen. The Apostle Peter was writing to Christians who were undergoing intense persecution. But instead of mollycoddling them, he lays things right on the line. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 8. Because you have these blessings, do all that you can to add to your life these things. To your faith, add goodness. To your goodness, add knowledge. To your knowledge, add self-control. To your self-control, add patience. To your patience, add devotion to God. To your devotion, add kindness towards your brothers and sisters in Christ. And to this kindness, add love. If all these things are in you and growing, you will never fail to be useful to God. You will produce the kind of fruit that should come from your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen up, you and I are blessed beyond measure in Christ. And the more we get to know Him, the more that blessing is meant to be the foundation of a character built layer upon layer on that rock to reflect His nature to those around us. Your character matters to God. That's His word fresh for you today. And honestly, the best way to cooperate with God as He develops your character during those fiery trials is to let Him speak His wisdom and His love, His mercy and His power into your life. So if you have a prayer need, we'd love to pray, because the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request. It's completely confidential, and our whole prayer community will be praying with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.